Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com. Well, Live and Feeder Future staged to open higher today, supported by residual buying interest and ideas of further cash strength. Now, the hog contract should also open with a firm undertone and constructive fundamentals. The cash cattle trade should remain generally slow today. A scattering of initial bids is possible, but seems extremely unlikely that anything will come within tempting distance, given substantial higher asking prices, which are around $122 in our part of the country. If the board gives producers no serious reason to question their leverage, significant trade volume will most probably be delayed until tomorrow or Friday. Now, hog buyers are expected to pursue procurement chores at midweek, with bids ranging from steady to a dollar higher. Now, at that point, Saturday kill plans are expected to total around 240,000 head. The lean hog future seems set to open moderately higher this morning, girded by spillover buying and positive fundamentals. Now, in the grain trade, they were off to a quiet start this morning, still holding most of yesterday's gains with concerns of lost production in Argentina. Other than weather, there won't be much grain news today, but the U.S. dollar index is up about 0.37 with plenty of reports and a speech by Fed Chair Yellen for financial traders to digest. Now, in the wheat futures, March Chicago wheat was a quarter cent higher within a narrow overnight range. This week's forecast expects plenty of rain in the southeastern U.S., helping to alleviate drought, but the southwestern plains remains mostly dry, with warmer temperatures taking away evidence of the weekend's ice storms. Corn futures. Well, March corn was close to steady overnight within a narrow trading range and staying near Tuesday's highs. Concerns of too much rain in north-central Argentina still supporting row crop prices, but trading calm overnight. This week's forecast shows heavier rain amounts expected in Brazil's northern crop areas, while only light amounts are expected in southern Brazil and Argentina. And March soybeans were down 3.5 cents early, trimming back Tuesday's big gain, but still near their highest prices in 6 months after north central Argentina encountered more rain over the weekend. We'll check futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
At the close yesterday, February live cattle up 105 at 119.57, April up 107, 119 even. March feeder cattle up 75 cents, 130.05, and the April up 65 cents, 129.50. February hogs up 20 cents, 65.80, and the April was up a dime at 69.72. Grains at the close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up 3 cents, 4.52. May up 2 and 3 quarters at 4.63 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, March up 7.5 at 4.33 and a half. May was up 8.5. at 448 and a quarter. March corn up 7 cents at 365 and a half, and the May was up 7 and a quarter at 372 and 3 quarters. March soybeans up 23 cents at 1069 and a quarter. May was up 22 and a half at 1078. March cotton up 73.7234. The May was up 19.7281. February crude oil down 85.5163. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.